This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the transformative role played by women in the journey towards a developed India, emphasizing the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. As the NDA government at the center completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi reaffirmed that in all sectors, be it science, education, sports, startups, and the armed forces, women are excelling and inspiring several people. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that the NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. These include ensuring dignity through the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, financial inclusion via Janadhan accounts, and empowerment at the grassroots level. Prime Minister Modi addressed the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure through video conferencing yesterday. He outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Mr. Modi called for the creation of actionable programs to ensure developing nations have access to necessary funds.
We must design actionable programs and ensure developing nations access to finance. We consider small island developing states as large ocean countries. Due to their vulnerability, they deserve special attention. Strengthening early warning systems and coordination is crucial. This helps timely decisions and effective last mile communication.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will depart on a 7-day official visit to France and Belgium today. During his France visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold bilateral discussions with his French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot in Paris. Dr. Jaishankar will also participate in the inaugural edition of Mediterranean Ryacena Dialogue in the city of Marseille. During his visit to Belgium, Dr. Jaishankar will hold a strategic dialogue with the EU High Representative and Vice President Kaya Kallas at Brussels. The minister will hold bilateral consultations with Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Belgium, Maxime Prévot, and also meet country's senior leadership. The Sikkim government has launched special helicopter sortie for air evacuation of stranded locals, tourist taxi drivers and certain government officials from the flood-hit Chatin. The operation comes as part of the ongoing coordinated relief and evacuation efforts being undertaken in view of the recent adverse conditions that disrupted normal road connectivity and access to the region. The helicopter sortie began this morning from Pakyong Greenfield Airport, with the first sortie taking off towards Chatin to initiate the evacuation process. In Telangana, three more ministers will be inducted into the state cabinet. The swearing-in ceremony will take place at Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad this afternoon. G. Vivek Venkataswamy, A. Lakshman and Vakiti Srihari will be inducted into the cabinet. With this, the number of cabinet members in Telangana will rise to 15. The Manipur government has ordered suspension of internet and mobile data services, including VSAT and VPN, in the territorial jurisdiction of 5 valley districts for 5 days. The decision has been made in view of the prevailing law and order situation following the protest after the arrest of Meitei outfit leader. The 17th edition of the joint military exercise Nomadic Elephants 2025 between India and Mongolia is being conducted at the Special Forces Training Center in Ulaanbaatar. The exercise is underway with a focus on the conduct of non-conventional operations in semi-urban and mountainous terrain under a United Nations mandate. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered the deployment of 2,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles to help manage the unrest over raids on undocumented migrants. The city saw a second day of unrest last night as residents of a predominantly Latino district clashed with Immigration and Customs Enforcement federal agents. In sports, in French Open tennis, world's number one Jannik Sinner will face world number two and defending champion Carlos Alcaraz for the men's singles title this evening. American tennis star Coco Gauff has clinched her maiden women's singles title of French Open. And that is the end of this news bulletin.